I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit in Place Festival, which runs from November 2 through November 11. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, play. And now, here's drummer Dane Clark with his essay, The Unsung Heroes.
As a musician, I've seen some big crowds. I've seen a lot of those swaying lighters in the dark. I've even seen a lot of people singing along with the words to songs that they know by heart. But I'd never seen anything like I did on October 20th, 2001. There really aren't many people who get to play for a living. It's a luxury reserved for primary school teachers, athletes, and those of us who call the stage and a drum set our second home. I've always felt lucky to fall into this group, but 11 years later, I look at it differently after that October night. A few weeks prior, we were asked to play at the concert for New York City at Madison Square Garden following the September 11 terrorist attacks. The concert honored the city's first responders, the victims, and their families. When I found out who else was playing, I became a kid all over again. I grew up listening to the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Who, and I was going to be playing alongside the Who, Paul McCartney, and Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. These guys dominated my very extensive record collection. These guys were my inspiration. It was surreal to me that we would be sharing a stage. I don't know how many times I asked myself, how will this ever be topped? But that night wasn't what I expected. We were set to go on after James Taylor, who sang his widely known Fire and Rain, which everyone knew by heart. But when he sang the line Sweet Dreams and Flying Machines and Pieces on the Ground, hundreds of people in the crowd held up photos of their fallen loved ones. Hundreds. Tears streaming down their faces. I had to walk away to compose myself. It's hard to describe the emotion of that night. The passion that everyone played with was something I don't know if I'll ever experience again. I know I'd never experienced it before. When we hit the stage, we played Peaceful World and Pink Houses. And the crowd sang. They swayed. They cried. And I changed. My perspective on the power of playing, the power that music has to heal, was changed. And while I shared the stage with my childhood heroes, the real heroes towered above it all, the unsung heroes. The truth is, I still ask myself, what could ever top that night? But not for the reasons I thought I would.
That's drummer Dane Clark with his essay, The Unsung Heroes. You can read this essay on the Spirit in Place blog and hear more essays about play during All Things Considered until the festival opens on November 2nd. Visit spiritandplace.org for more information on 40 festival events and to learn more about GameSpot, a series of supersized sidewalk games. It's all part of how we play during this year's Spirit in Place Festival. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.